This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Episode number 152. Your dial has landed on 5850 kilohertz. I am your host, and I've got a bunch of great music for you today. This week's intro tune is by the Waikikis, the studio band from Belgium, doing some very nice, easy listening Hawaiian style music. This song is called Tahiti Tamo. Mess of a whole different variety of tunes tonight. Some of them are pretty good. Hope you'll stick around, and I hope you enjoy the show. Some rare tunes from Toronto. Here's E.G. Smith and The Power.
Yeah. woman here, but a tall girl, and she cried all around. Oh, the snake killed my father. Tell me where. Help me find.
Over eggs. Now I have to.
old style rock and roll from Eddie Stapleton. That song there was called Well, I'm Weak from 1964. And this is on the Fortune record label out of Detroit. I found a handful of Fortune records and some of them are worth a fortune. This one that I just played for you is kind of pricey. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to hear this old style rock and roll. And this style started to fade away, I guess, in the next few years, especially with the British invasion coming very soon. Before that, we heard Elephant's Memory with a great song called Mongoose, very funky there. And Elephant's Memory were the backing band for Yoko Ono on the song I played a couple weeks back, Sisters, Oh Sisters. And yeah, they worked with Lennon as well as the Plastic Ono Elephant's Memory band, I think, for a few records in the early 70s. And I started off the set there with a great jam by E.G. Smith and The Power, a Toronto-based group, with an original song called Her Own Life. And that was the B-side to a 45 on the Boo record label here in Canada. And the A-side is a cover of Keep On Running, as originally written by Jackie Edwards, but made most famous by the Spencer Davis group. I'll play that one for you in the future. All right, let's get into some different music. Here's Lalo Schifrin.
Yeah.
For you. Let's see, we just heard the Arbors with their version of The Letter. Yeah, very cool production on this LP, a variety of sounds, and they kind of get out there a little bit. Yeah, kind of a nice mellow vibe. And before that, from France, we heard Marie Laforêt with a song called Viens, a nice chill song. Viens means come. And we started off to sit there with a song by Lalo Schifrin, who does a lot of soundtrack stuff. The song we heard there was called Agnes Day, 45 on the Verve record label. Yeah, hope you enjoyed that mellow set. All right, let's change gears with some early synth pop from Montreal. Here's Rational Youth.
To the past, into the future.
had this falling single from way back in 89, but it got destroyed, got water damaged, and was a mess to clean up. So I put it away, but I did find another copy in the big purchaser records that I talked about recently. That was Inner City with a song called Do You Love What You Feel? And that was the Juan Atkins mix. And that was a little bit shortened there for you. Yeah, I really like Inner City. Good memories from 1989. And I started off that short set there with a song by Rational Youth from Montreal with a song called In Your Eyes. Very, very reminiscent of early Vince Clark or like early Depeche Mode. Sounds very similar. Yeah, and this was on a five-track EP that came out in 82. It's the second release that they had, their first on a major label. And yeah, it's they're kind of hit and miss. But yeah, that song was kind of okay, so I wanted to share it with you there. All right, let's get into some reggae. Here's Ken Lazarus. reggae tracks there for you. So we just heard Little John with a song called True Connection. And that was the version there for you. And that's on the Powerhouse record label. And before that, we heard Ken Lazarus with a song called Girl. And in parentheses, Tell Me What to Do, a song by Ernie Smith. And it's released on the Steady Records label. All right, I will have some more music and some data, but before that, I would like to do some shout-outs. Let me see here. I'll start with email this week. I heard from Glenn sending along a nice image decode from last week's program, and he was listening on an ELAD FDM SW2 with a vertical loop 65 feet up in the air. How about that? I'm envious of that antenna setup. Thanks for reaching out, Glenn. Phil in Falls City, Washington, with his trusty TW-1000 Holocrafters radio, and he was a fan of the Cinematic Orchestra and the Afropan Steel Band. Yeah, good to hear. Those are both favorites of mine as well. Steve W4OGM from Peachtree City, Georgia, with a Hacker Quality Decode. Good to hear from you, Steve. And out in California, Mark AJ6JV reporting an S9 signal and was able to decode the playlist, the text playlist, but I guess he missed the image header there. That's a curious situation for Mark. All right, now let's hop over to Twitter. A bunch of people reaching out with some nice decodes and reception reports. KD8TTE sending along a nice decode. Mitch KJ7CAT in Arizona with a decode and also some of the waterfall images I show or I play at the start of each program. DJ Marcus McBee listening in on his Texan PL880 out in California, listening outdoors. How about that? They had some mild weather, unlike the weather we're having here in Ontario right now. Lots of snow today. Yeah, not super cold, so I can't complain. And more snow means more snowmobiles. Also in California, Dana, K6JQ, listening in to the KPH SDR in Point Reyes in Southern California. And that's because his antenna suffered some wind damage recently and needs to be repaired. Hope you get that taken care of soon, Dana. Bobby, WA5107SWL. Tuned in to a SDR in Maurice, Louisiana with a nice quilted decode. Thank you, Bobby. John, K67JPC out of Spokane, Washington with a very nice decode. Good to hear from you, John. Catface McMeowmeow with an image decode. Surprising that he was able to catch the header again. And it looks like there was a bit of a snowstorm out their way. Jeff Beer with a very fantastic decode as picked up in Tennessee. And also Jeff posting a This Is a Music Show t-shirt pick while doing some server inspections by the look of it. Zach in Coastal Alabama sending along a nice decode, and he was happy to hear Della Reese, Fingerprints, Ronnie Foster, and also the Afropan Steel Band again. Yeah, good to hear from you, Zach. And out in Germany, Jolly Roger Mania found the image source from last week's image, MFSK 64 image, and that was a little portion of the art featured on the Batman theme record that I played, the opening track from last week by Bruce and the Robin Rockers. Good find there, Roger. And also hello to Brian W8LN. Thank you for putting the word out each week there on Twitter. And hello to everyone else there out in Twitter land. If you'd like to reach out via Twitter, that's the only social media I really do. It's This Is a Music Show with no W on the end. And if you'd like to reach out by email, my email address once again is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And finally, I'd like to say hello to all my friends at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, I think, and Daddy Dave, Jeff, Guero, Catface, McMeowmeow, Coma, and of course, Dazman, who makes the show sound great here on WRMI each week and also helps out with Radio Northern Europe International, which you heard before this. All right, let's get back into some music. Here's a fantastic track by Ramsey Lewis. Thank you. fantastic funky jam from Ramsey Lewis. That song there we heard was called Jade East on an LP called Up Pops Ramsey Lewis. Fantastic condition on this record. It's still in the shrink wrap, and the record is very shiny and new looking. Hopefully it sounded good out there. And it saw the price tag on it. It was originally at $5.29, and the DRS price, I don't know what that means, is $2.99. So what a bargain way back when. All right, it is time for some data. MFSK 64 text and then an image, and it will be backed by a Bert Kampert song called Las Vegas. WMFSK 64 text and image. I hope you were able to decode that and catch the image header and all that good stuff. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com, or you can post your results on Twitter. My handle there, once again, is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And a quick reminder, you can go visit thisisamusicshow.com for show archives and links to buy your own This Is A Music Show t-shirt or sweatshirt or mug. All right, I have one last song for you, and this is another rare 45 in that big, big pile of records that I bought over the last couple months. It's on the Adair record label out of Augusta, Georgia. I can't really find too much information about this singer. Her name is Sue Winford. And this song that I have for you here looks like it was released a few years earlier than this one that I have on another 45. I wonder if it's a different recording, but it's a great track and I hope you like it. It's called What a Fool, What a Fool. All right, this was a music show, episode number 152. I am your host. I thank you so much for listening and I hope you'll be back next week. See ya. Stay safe. Bye. Yeah.